This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, October 18th, 2023. We begin Gimel Amud Beis, 3b, the first section. It's the black text. So yesterday we said that for non-Jewish kings, we count from Tishrei, not from Nisan, right? And we proved this from the two psukim from Nehemiah, and then the one about Artashasta. Right, that Kislev and Nisan are in the same year, so therefore Nisan can't be Rosh Chodesh, so it's got to be Tishrei. So then we said, okay, that's great. Right, the second one says, Artachshasta. How do you know the first one is? Maybe, right, now we saw at the top of our page, Lemenyana Achrinahu. Maybe it's some other count. Maybe it's 20 years to something else. Who knows? So Amar Papa, Rapapa says, no, Shnas Esrim. It says the 20th year, Shnas Esrim. Right, and Shnas Esrim, in both Psukim, it says that same formulation, L'Gzeirah Shavah, right? Those two words are used as L'Gzeirah Shavah, where we link the contexts by the use of common words. Ma Hasam L'Artachshasta, just like in the second Pasuk, it's talking about the count of Artachshasta, Apacha, so too in the first one, L'Artachshasta. Now it's going to ask a similar question to the one we saw before, by Aaron's death in Sichon, the war with Sichon, right, about the chronology. Umimai demai said the Kislev Kadim. How do we know that the Divrei Nehemiah in Kislev is before Nisan? Right, because what when you have Kislev running into Nisan, so then, right, it can't be that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, because that would be a new year. Dilma, maybe Maisa de Nisan Kadim, maybe Nisan came first, right? And therefore, Nisan that runs through Kislev is indeed the same year. You can count from Nisan, no problem. So Gemara says, Lo Salka Daitach, don't let that enter your mind, don't think that it can't be. De Tanya, because we learned in Abraisa, Dvarim Sha'amar Hanani le Nehemiah be Kislev, right? Those things that Hanani said to Nehemiah in Kislev, Amara Nehemiah Lamelech ben Nisan. Those are the very same words that Nehemiah said to the king of Nisan. So the chronology is Kislev and then Nisan, not Nisan, and then Kislev. So they're in the same year. Nisan can be Rosh Hashanah, and we are back to Tishrei being Rosh Hashanah for Gentile kings. Now we just have to prove right, what did Hanani say to Nehemiah, and then what did Nehemiah say to the king? Okay, so here we go. Devarim Shamar Hanani L'Nechemiah B'Kislev. What are the things that Hanani said to Nechemiah Kislev? Shenemar. Divrei Nechemiah Ben Chachalya. These are the words of Nechemiah Ben Chachalya. Vayi B'Chodesh Kislev Shnatz Esrim. It was the month of Kislev in the 20th year. Vani Hayisi B'Shushan Habira. I was in Shushan. All right, now we're very familiar. We know Shushan, of course. All right, same Shushan. Vayavo Hanani echad mechai Hanani, one of my brothers, came, hubanashim Yehuda, right? He and some people are from Yehuda, so I'm in Shushan, he came from Yehuda. Ve'eshalem al ha-Yehudim ha-pleita she'nisharu min ha-shevi v'al Yerushalayim. And I asked them about the remnants of the Jews that were left from the captivity and about Yerushalayim. Vayomru li, right, and Hanani says to me, says Nehemiah, Nisharim Esher Nisharim Min HaShevi, those who were left from the captivity, right, Sham B'Medinam B'Ra'a G'dola U'B'Cherpa, they're in a bad way, right, terribly bad way, and they're in a cherpa, they're in embarrassment, right, they're embarrassed, they're right, B'Shach Lim B'Cherpa, as we say. V'Chomas Yerushalayim Miforatzes Ushareha nitztu ba'esh. Right, the walls of Yerushalayim are broken open, and the gates, right, are burnt by fire. So that is what Hanani said to Nehemiah in Kislev. Come back tomorrow, we'll see that Nehemiah says those very same things to the king in Nisan. This concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.